Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
That's right, people. Thanks to Waipapa Taumatoro, it's time for Ready, Steady, Learn. I'm lucky enough to be joined here by Kunal Gupta from the Auckland Bioengineering Institute.
Thank you, Millie, for having me here.
No worries. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Oh,
good. Early morning, very good, yeah.
Excellent. Oh, are you not usually up in the morning?
Not talking on radio, definitely.
Fair
That's
enough.
The first time,
yeah. Yes. You're doing far more important work than that. You are doing great research into the use of VR in improving mental health. Is that right?
VR is one of the mediums, mm-hmm. but yeah, technology, I would say. So we have a mobile app and a VR technology for mental health and other rehabilitations.
Awesome. How did you get into this line of research?
I was growing up in India, you know, stress isn't very commonly talked about. So, mm-hmm. Like many students, I started preparing for university exams when I was 14, which was very stressful. And, you know, you have to compete with so many students. And after that, when I went out for the university, you know, moving cities, making new friends. So all these are stressful situations, which I found sort of are common in New Zealand and India and not been solved yet. So I thought, why not give it a try?
Yeah, it's quite a young age to be put under that amount of pressure. Did you find that hard growing up there?
It is very stressful because you're talking to, you are competing with, let's say, millions of students competing for the same exam.
Yeah.
So it gets very stressful, yes.
Yeah, and then I guess even if you get accepted into university and you're moving towns and you're meeting new people, it should be the best years of your life, but... Sometimes they're not, right?
In a way, they are because you're meeting new people, you know, new experiences. But then because you are not trained with those experiences before, so it's very new for you. So you get it done, but then you are not sure whether it's right or wrong. And sometimes not knowing what's right or wrong, sometimes it makes a stressful situation much more worse.
Yeah, totally. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about your work, because I was doing a bit of research on you and looks like you've got heaps of different little projects on the go. So tell us about them.
Yeah, so you're right, Millie. I do work on, dabble about around a lot of projects. But in simple terms, I design technology that understand human and sort of adapt itself to provide more personalized and meaningful interactions. So it could be either virtual reality, it could be either mobile phone. So we use biosignals. So we use like smartwatch heart rate variability, and we use your brain waves and pupil meter to understand emotion. And once the emotion is known, then we try to adapt the environment. So for example, let's say we are working on a traumatic brain injury project on virtual reality rehabilitation. So when someone is going through that VR rehabilitation, if we can understand how fatigued the person is, and if we can ease up the interactions and ease the, like, whatever the assistance we are providing, if we provide it in a more context-aware way, knowing that person is fatigued and these environments should be calmed down, so audio, visual, all these things could be reduced.
Yeah.
So
like
that's one of the
lower lights, lower sounds.
Yes.
Oh, that's really interesting. Yeah. It's interesting that you can use something, you know, as kind of common nowadays as a smartwatch to, you know, test if you're feeling really anxious about something or, you know.
Yeah.
That's incredibly interesting. So once you've collected this data and you've figured out that a person is either like fatigued or, you know, really stressed out, are these apps and kind of measures designed to improve and calm them down and, you know, get them to the right level of stimulation?
Yes, so our app, we just not use the heart rate data.
Mm-hmm.
So we use heart rate data, but we also have, through our research, we understood that mobility, what's the moment, physical activity, sleep duration, all these factors are correlated with mental health. So our system tries to understand those part and provide more, like we have a virtual human. So imagine like you're talking to a friend over FaceTime. So, and you know, your friend can't be available all the time.
No.
So what you have is a person you can talk to, and that person is aware about your daily stressful events, whatever has happened.
Yeah.
So idea is when the user, so emotion regulation is a term when, you know, when you try to regulate your emotion and when you understand your emotion.
Yeah.
So we try to make user aware of their daily patterns, like what could be the stressful events, why it happened, what did you do, and have a virtual agent to reflect on those events. So, you know, when you talk to those events, you sort of interact with it, reflect with it. And it's a more like, you know, in a more buddy way. It's not like a therapist. It's more of like a companion that we are trying to build.
Yeah, I saw the prototype for the app. Thank you for sending me the video for that.
Yep.
And it looked really fascinating. Like it's kind of this FaceTime. You've also got daily targets, I believe, built in, which encourages sleep and physical exercise, which we all know helps with those things. What's next on the horizon for this research?
Well, so we have built a prototype now, and we are gonna test it. But our next step is to bring it to the community. So we are looking for a master's student, specifically a Maori master's student, who can take it to the community and see how fit, like how feasible the app is, and then maybe co-design with them and customize the app. Because we know that whatever we built cannot fit for everyone. So that's why we are looking for people who can take it forward. And next step is to take it to clinical studies and take it to therapists and clinicians, get it validated and more, you know, to bring it more to communities.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, yeah. Everyone, keep your eyes out on the horizon. I think a world where people can, you know, better emotionally regulate themselves in any way is a better world, right?
In current situation, yes, definitely. Everywhere is chaos.
Everywhere is chaos, and it's so stressful out there. But we've got tools in place to help. Yeah.
Yes, we are definitely trying our best to bring the tools to the communities. Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning, Kunal. That's so interesting. And I can't wait to see your research take flight in the wider world.
Thank you, Millie. Thank you very much for having me.
No worries.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.